This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners, and this is the podcast for the 2016 third quarter market report. Most major asset classes were at least slightly positive for the second quarter. Investors who blinked during the last week might have even missed the stock market's sudden drop and rapid recovery due to concerns over the Brexit, Britain's vote to leave the Eurozone. This surprising stability in market prices was in contrast to what we've seen in some recent quarters, as double-digit percentage drops have become commonplace. Now the eyes of the world are on the U.S., as investors wonder if our economy can grow enough in the second half of the year to justify current valuations. There are two dominant forces in today's investment environment: super low interest rates and modest global economic growth. It was the interaction of these two forces that perhaps best explains how the markets acted in the second quarter. Most central banks have held short-term rates near zero for the better part of a decade in an effort to stimulate borrowing for capital investment. Switzerland, Sweden, and Japan now charge negative interest rates for short-term loans, even while the U.S. Federal Reserve is trying to raise rates. But more importantly, we've seen rates across the yield curve sink to levels not imagined just 1 year ago. On June 14th, the 10-year German government bond slipped to a negative yield for the first time, despite their leadership position in the Eurozone. Now, nearly 80% of Japanese and German government bonds are at negative yields. According to most estimates, the size of the global debt market is about $44 trillion, and $13 trillion of that is paying a negative yield at the end of Q2. In Switzerland, government bonds due in 50 years are now yielding below zero. The effect of these low rates is profound. More than 30% of global investment in debt promises to return less than the initial investment, and it would be a mistake to believe that the risk of principal repayment is zero. This changes the fundamental comparison between equity and debt investments. When equity investors, willing to accept the volatility of the stock market, have the alternative to invest their money for 10 years at 5% in a safe bond investment, the stock market has a certain price. That price reflects the opportunity cost of missing out on a safe 5%. But when equity investors are instead faced with investing for 10 years at a near zero return, the stock market has a different price. In other words, it's the global state of interest rates that may explain why the stock market has held its value so well. That doesn't mean that the price of the stock market is wrong. In fact, it's pretty logical. But it does present long-term investors with a dilemma. What happens if rates do start to rise? If rates rise, then the price of existing bond investments will fall. This is a mathematical calculation and can be easily seen working in the opposite direction so far in 2016. The Barclays Aggregate U.S. Bond Index has a yield of around 2%, but in the first two quarters of 2016, the total return wasn't just half the yield. Instead of returning 1%, the index returned a whopping 5.30%, driven by the price increase from falling rates. If rates were to rise across the globe in response to an economic shock, increased perceived risk of principal repayment, or for other reasons, then the total return of many fixed income investments could be severely negative in the months and years that follow. And if the current value of the stock market is linked to low rates, then rising rates could have a similarly negative impact. That would mean that an investor owning the classic portfolio of public market stocks and intermediate bonds would experience losses on both parts of his or her portfolio. Diversification in this simple way would fail to protect, and losses could be shocking. One way to address this problem is to own short-term bonds that are less sensitive to interest rate changes than intermediate or long-term bonds. After all, a 10-year bond reacts a lot more to changing interest rates than a 2-year bond. And the 2-year bond principal is back in the hands of the investor more quickly and ready to be invested at the higher rate. A second way to address the problem is to consider investing in equity hedging strategies that may not experience the full downside of a stock market plunge. Expense control and diversification are key elements of selecting the best strategy, as is the predictability of the return under changing volatile conditions. The BIP hedged equity strategy is managed to meet these demands, and you may want to talk with your personal wealth advisor about your personal investing plan. A third way to address this problem of diversification is to consider investing in private equity and private debt. Nearly all investments have some linkage to the broader economic environment, but private market investments are often created to exploit a very specific opportunity that may persist and even thrive under many different market conditions. The ability to tolerate illiquidity and understand the specific risks of each investment are important considerations. You may want to talk with your personal wealth advisor about your specific situation. In summary, it may be fair to say that it's a new world we're facing. Some investors react to these new facts by ignoring the changes and simply copying investment strategies of the past. Some react to the stress and confusion by selling their portfolio and only owning cash. But there is another choice. Investors can understand these forces and adjust their methodologies accordingly, gaining confidence in their outcomes and exploiting the opportunities that arise. That's what we're seeking to do at BIP on your behalf, and we appreciate your trust and confidence as we work together. Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming quarterly market report lunches, breakfasts, or on the webcast.